Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
There was a bit of a break in the formality in Massachusetts' highest court during a hearing last month. A crowd gathered in the John Adams Courthouse for the last sitting week for Justice Margo Botsford, the most senior member of the state Supreme Judicial Court. Chief Justice Ralph Gantz made some special remarks.
Losing Justice Botsford is like a basketball team losing a player who scored 30 points and 12 assists per game. She scored points by taking on the most challenging cases, but it is her assists that will be the hardest to replace.
After 28 years as a judge, Justice Botsford officially retired last week when she reached the mandatory retirement age of 70, and she joins us in the studio. Good morning. Thanks for coming in.
Good morning.
So you've been serving on the SJC for a decade.
Correct.
What cases do you consider to be sort of most significant?
One of them, I think, is Diachenko, which was a case about juveniles.
Greg Diachenko, he was sentenced to life without the possibility of parole.
Correct.
And was in prison for decades and then
Correct.
Was released after the U.S. Supreme Court ruling that it was unconstitutional to automatically sentence juveniles to life in prison without parole.
Mm-hmm. What the Supreme Court did was say you couldn't have a statute that mandated that in every case. A judge had to individually determine whether that was an appropriate sentence. But it would be all right for a judge to find that life without parole for a juvenile was acceptable. I mean, was an appropriate sentence. And what we said was not under the Massachusetts Constitution. You have the opportunity to seek parole. Doesn't mean you get it.
You also heard the case where the court ruled that a black teenager may have reasonable fear of police or concern about being...
Well, it didn't say it that way. It just said there may be a lot of reasons why a young black teenager might walk away from the police. I feel like it's gotten played beyond what it was intended to do.
Do you think that there is sort of a fear, though, of police, particularly if you're a person of color?
Well, I think so. Certainly not Boston police in particular. I just think there is a view that there is more suspicion in many communities if you are a young African-American male than would be true if you're not.
There was no dissent in that particular ruling?
Mm-mm.
Was that you? That was
neither
unanimous.
Of them.
Just very briefly, I mean, how do you get to that? Especially because it seems like everybody is so divided right now about their opinions. Is it difficult for you to get all of the justices
no,
on board?
No, it really isn't. I do think that there is a desire to find common ground and not stake out positions. So there's a fair amount of give and take. You know, I think we are trying to apply a settled case law, and hopefully if you're doing that with some integrity, there's not going to be a whole lot of disagreement about it.
You know, I understand that it's the SJC's role for cases to get up to you that might involve questions about defining legal parameters. But these cases are coming as there's a local and national conversation about criminal justice reform. Now, you've been on the bench, you know, as we said in the beginning, for 28 years. What do you think of this debate about criminal justice reform? And why are we having so many problems, it seems, right now with our criminal justice system?
I think that in terms of problems with respect to its day-to-day operation, not sentencing policies or something like that, like anything else, it probably has some very excellent aspects and not so excellent aspects. So I'm not sure that that's changed any. With respect to the debate, I think we are looking at some of the consequences of the real shift in sentencing policies in the 90s and thereafter that put very long sentences on certain crimes that were horrible, horrible types of crimes. But one of the consequences of that is you have a whole lot of people in prison for a long time without any possibility of release. We are now having to come to terms with the consequences of having such a policy. But I don't think it's because the system, in terms of its actual operation of the system itself, has been changed,
but
corrupted.
We see horrific police shootings and all of these terrible things.
For one thing, I do think that the fact that cell phones have cameras has really made a huge impact? Because I would think that some of the horrendous incidents of people being shot by police officers, it's hard to think that that this is a new phenomenon. I think it is getting much wider play because people actually are able to photograph it.
So what do you do now?
Well, I'm having a little trouble getting myself away so that I have promised myself and my husband that I was going to take 6 months to figure this out. So that's sort of where I am in week one of month one.
Associate Massachusetts Supreme Judicial Court Justice Margot Botsford, thanks very much for coming in.
Thank you very much.